The dragon reached the edge of the roof, jumped, touched down on the other side, and kept going. Anya followed suit, although the blow to the head had slowed her down a bit. When she reached the edge of the roof, she launched herself into space. She wasn't going to make it. One hand caught the edge of the roof. Her body slammed into the side of the building, the force of the impact almost jarring her loose. Anya held on with all her strength. By some miracle, she managed to remain hanging on to the edge of the building, though by only the thinnest of margins.
Look!
Above their heads, between the buildings, the group could see someone hanging off the edge of the roof. Marco radioed Dave.
Can you tell who it is?
No. They're out of my sight now, behind the next building over.
Terrified that Creed was going to die on his watch, and he'd have to explain how it had all gone wrong to Henshaw, Marco rushed for the entrance to the building, praying he'd be in time. Slowly, ever so slowly, Anya reached up with her other hand, being careful not to twist and pull herself off the roof. Gradually, inch by inch, she managed to get her other hand over the edge of the rooftop. She rested there a minute, then began to pull herself upward. The outer edge of the roof began crumbling beneath her weight. She was twisting in the wind again, barely hanging on with one hand. To make matters worse, her left hand was starting to slip as well. She could feel her fingers slowly sliding backward, 1 millimeter at a time.
Hold on.
By the time he burst onto the rooftop, he couldn't see her from where he stood, and he didn't have time to search every side. He keyed the radio.
Which way?
Left, in the middle.
Marco rushed over to the edge. Anya tried to swing her right arm up and over the edge, but the motion only served to make her other hand slip faster. She wrapped her thumb over the tops of her fingers, bearing down, but it was too late. She'd slid too far and couldn't find any traction to keep her from slipping farther.
I am not going to die like this!
Marco rushed over to the edge. As he drew closer, he saw her hand and watched in dismay as her fingers slid backward.
No!
He dove forward, arms outstretched. The fingers of his left hand touched something soft, something alive. He desperately seized it with all the strength he could muster. He felt her fingers wrap around his wrist in return. Then her weight asserted itself, and he felt himself being dragged forward. His head popped over the edge of the roof, and he found himself staring into those amber eyes he'd first noted in that photograph back in Paris. He tried to brace himself against the pressure that was pulling him forward.
Hold on, lady!
He got his knees braced against the wall and planted his feet, stopping their forward slide. Now all he had to do was pull her up. Anya had no idea who the guy was or where he had come from, but she used her right hand to reach up and grab onto his wrist from the opposite side. Her good Samaritan was stronger than he looked. With a few heaves backward, he managed to pull her up and over the ledge and back onto the rooftop. Then he collapsed onto the ground. He tried to catch his breath. Anya didn't blame him. Her heart was racing a bit wildly at that moment as well.
You all right?
Yeah. Thanks to you.
He shrugged it off. But something wasn't feeling quite right to Anya.
How'd you know I was in trouble?
I was on the stairs, and for my apartment when I saw you through the window. I knew there was no way you were gonna make that jump, so I ran up the stairs.
And here you are.
Yeah, here I am.
Well, thanks for saving my life, but I'm afraid I don't have time to chat.
No, wait!
Anya quickly left the roof behind. It was only when she was halfway down the stairs that it occurred to her to wonder what he was doing up and about at that hour of the day. She decided to be thankful that he was and leave it at that.